Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, Lee, fake news is hard at work. On this economy, mm-hmm. on the economic news yesterday, pretending that the negative growth rate has something to do with Trump. And that's all pretend. Yeah. And you and I talked about this yesterday. The report comes out. We've now tilted in negative territory. Democrats were out yesterday repeating the same words again off the same script. Biden handed off a great economy. And look, Trump destroyed it. Now we're in negative growth. Okay, couple of things that they're counting on that Americans don't know, and that's this. The numbers were for the first quarter. That's the first 3 months, okay, of the year. Trump wasn't even sworn in to the 20th of January. There's only 9 weeks of Trump in there. Well, what about Liberation Day, the day he announced his tariffs? That was in April. This period does not cover the tariffs. That was April 2nd. This period ends March 31st. Doesn't cover any of that. What the Democrats are trying to do and some dishonest brokers in the financial media is confuse Americans to thinking, oh, no, we're in negative growth now. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Look at the jobs numbers. They're terrible. It's awful. And Trump did. No, this covers 9 weeks of the Trump administration. These are Biden's numbers. There is no way you change an economy that much in 9 weeks. I wish you could. Even if you're trying to destroy it and you're a Democrat, I don't think you could do it. It'd take them a couple quarters. But so this idea that this is Trump's, these are Trump's numbers being parroted by the Democrats and against some dishonest people in the financial media, it's not true. And they're hoping you won't do the math and figure out, oh, this only covers 9 weeks of Trump's presidency. Actually, it's 8.5. That's just really frustrating to watch it. So.
Well, just manipulation of the news as usual, so.
Yeah, and it's also what I predicted going back to the fall, and not just me. I was playing smart people online, like economics professor Peter St. Ange, who was saying was explaining what they're going to do because the numbers were so fake, including the jobs numbers under Joe Biden. It was the only good financial point they had, and then we come to find out. Oh, 800,000 of the jobs. Yeah, those weren't ever really real. Sorry, we'll just revise it down now that the midterms are over. And we did well. We'll just revise it down and tell you the truth. We didn't actually create any of those jobs. These are the historically biggest revisions ever, to the point of absurdity. Like, it used to be normal month to month. Well, okay, we were off by about 3,000 jobs last month. We'll revise it up. We'll revise it down. These only go one way. They go down. And they added an extra 700,000 jobs to the revision as Biden left office for a total of 1.5 million fake jobs that they took credit for creating and then admitted they didn't really create. Job creation was basically crap. And I've been saying for over a year, we've been living through a jobs apocalypse for a while. And the Democrats have just been lying about it because the Bureau of Labor Statistics is as captured as the FBI. And that what they would do is they would wait till Trump was sworn in and they would begin telling the truth about job creation. That's all they have to do is tell the truth. Here's economics professor Peter St. Ange last fall after Trump was elected, talking about how this process had already begun.
Now that the election is over, Joe Biden's minions are letting the terrifying economic data out of his statistical gimp box. Last week, the Philly Fed flagged yet another massive jobs revision, estimating in a new study that jobs actually fell in Q2 of this year, so that's April to June. That contrasts with official numbers claiming 653,000 jobs were created in those very same 3 months. In other words, we could be looking at another massive revision, possibly 700,000 in fake jobs brought to you by the finest statisticians government money can buy.
So when he's talking about April and June there, I mean, 700,000 more fake jobs for a total of 1.5 million. He's talking about 2024. We were living through a jobs apocalypse. All these illegals we're bringing in, there's not even anything for them to do. The jobs were fake. And so what they're doing now with these jobs, they're telling you the truth in real time instead of lying to you and saying, ah, yeah, we created 200,000 jobs and then revising it down later to, well, it was maybe 65,000. Oops. Here's Peter St. Ange describing that process. And again, this is him this fall. Okay, so Trump's been elected at this point, but he hasn't taken office yet.
You can be guaranteed the legacy media will pretend none of these problems existed until Trump showed up. They're already chomping at the bit. A few days ago, New Republic ran an article called, quote, "We're already seeing signs that Trump is tanking the economy. There will be much more to come."
Right. And so he hadn't even taken office yet. Biden was in office at that point. So this is very frustrating, Lee. What do you think?
Well, it's just the way things are usually manipulated here. And they're counting on the accomplices in the media and the inattention of the American electorate. And that's, you know, it's an effective tool that these folks use on a regular basis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The only thing that you can give them credit for is that anticipating the tariffs, and again, nobody knew what they would be until April 2nd, okay? Right. Nobody knew. So this idea, well, I'm going to text, oh, it's absolutely Trump's tariffs. Nobody knew what they were going to be till April 2nd. Yes, we had Canada, Mexico, and China, some a little bit of information on China, but that was it. Nobody knew what the rest of them would be. But what they did do was inventories. They were buying more than they normally would in anticipation of the tariffs, so they would have more in their warehouses, basically. Yeah. But that's about it. Texter writes, if a corporation reported fake numbers like this, someone would be in jail.
Yeah.
Yes, they would. And so it's just very, very frustrating. Another texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, and this texter sent this yesterday. I should have read it. This is a great text. I live in the White Horse Road area near 123, and the amount of traffic since Trump was elected was reduced by at least 300%. And I've noticed that the Wells Fargo Bank at the intersection of Anderson Road has almost no traffic on Saturdays now, where it was backed up blocking White Horse Road at times. And he says Saturday morning. I mean, every Saturday morning. Yeah, there are massive changes going on. And I think that there's an undercurrent of people fleeing this country, too, that isn't being reported. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. So all of that going on, folks, an incredible announcement is coming out of Florida this morning. You need to pay attention to this. Ron DeSantis and state authorities are going to announce that they have caught thousands of illegal immigrants. There's going to be a parade of terrorists, gangbangers, and Interpol international wanted criminals that will be paraded before you that they got. What is amazing about this, Lee, is that the Department of Homeland Security sent a team to manage it, but they didn't do it. Well, who did? Highway Patrol, Fish and Wildlife, all of the deputized officers at the state level in Florida did it. And Ron DeSantis this morning was, or last night actually, was on Fox News announcing, we've got 10,000 beds waiting, and all we need is approval from Trump to start the deportation flights to CCOT in El Salvador. He says you can handle 10,000 at a time. The beds are waiting, ready to go.
That's huge.
Huge. And he's saying, listen, if we want to get Biden's millions out, this is what Republican governors have to do. I've got the audio. I'm going to play it coming up. And let me tell you why he's can do that. He's the only governor in the country to do it. He worked with Trump. So this is both of them. He got all of his highway patrol, all of his state officers double deputized as federal immigration agents. So what had happened in this country was the ACLU soon said, hey, regular police officers might pick up an illegal immigrant rapist or whatever, two, three, I don't know, in the backseat. But they got to let them go because they're not federal officers. They don't have the jurisdiction. And so this is why all of these illegals get picked up and then let right back out, especially when they drunk drive. And people are outraged. Well, they can't. The ACLU and the Democrats sued to make sure they went out the door, right? You deputize your highway patrol, your police departments, your sheriff's departments as federal agents, now the game changes. They could absolutely haul that illegal in. Send them down to Florida. There's bed space. Or here's a crazy thing. Create our own. So here's my question. DeSantis started this in February. Where's Henry McMaster? Where are you, Governor? Get off. He needs to get off the golf course. Get in the game. Like, if you don't know how to do it, call 1-800-RON-DESANTIS. He'll explain. He'll speak slowly. Use small words. You can understand. Because let me tell you what, Governor. We have a dead college student who was killed by an illegal immigrant. And I said when it happened, that's on you, buddy. You had a chance to drive these people out of the state or get them yourself, and you didn't take it. And going forward, every illegal who kills someone on our roads, kills someone violently, rapes someone, that's on you, Governor, because you're sitting in your mansion and you are refusing to act. And the roadmap was on Fox News last night. I'm happy to send your people the video. You get it yourself. Ron DeSantis will explain to you very simply how we get these people out. And he says, if Republican governors will work with Trump as he has and do these simple things, start with deputizing our highway patrol right here in South Carolina, right? You could start this process this morning when you come in, maybe skip the golf course, later tea time, get some work done, something like that. Yeah, when you come in, you could do it, Governor. You can do it. So from here on out, I'm giving you notice. Everybody killed, hurt, maimed by an illegal, it's your fault because you're just as bad as a Democrat. You refused to act. And don't pretend you don't know what I'm saying on this station because I know they monitor me. All of us, actually. Don't pretend. How many beds are you good for, Governor? How many beds? Ron DeSantis not only has beds, he's got the planes ready to fly them out. He wants to do 10,000 at a clip. By the way, there's a lot of them in Florida because of all the Haitians that Biden dumped there, trying to do a voter drive down there. So he'll be able to move that. What about you, Henry? You know Kilmar, San Abrigo? You know his number one destination for dropping off illegals? Maryland, number one. Number two was South Carolina. They're still here, Governor. What are you going to do? Sit by? Tea time? Or get in the game? Stop pretending.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
And money!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.